U.S. news agencies have just published information about President Donald Trump supposedly feeling frustrated and deceived by the information he receives from his closest collaborators about Venezuela, where all his plans to overthrow the legitimate government of that nation and defeat the Bolivarian Revolution have failed one after another. Such information was published by the Washington Post, one of the most influential newspapers in the United States, which quoted unidentified high-ranking government officials. To be truthful, it cannot be said that the White House chief was deceived by the information supplied to him by his national security advisor, John Bolton, by the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and by his special envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, or even by his own Vice President, Mike Pence. According to the Post, Trump even said that Bolton wants to push him into a war with Venezuela, although I personally refuse to believe that the head of the most powerful economic and military power in the world would ignore the real situation about that South American country. If you ask me, I personally think that Donald Trump is deeply frustrated because what he thought would be a walk in the park, that is to overthrow President Maduro and take over the enormous resources available on Venezuelan soil, has become an open route towards an inferno that will soon have a very negative impact on his plan to repeat his four-year stay at the White House. What I really think is that rather than having been deceived, Mr. Trump is deeply frustrated because what he thought to be a milk run, that is, deposing President Maduro, has become a truly nightmare. The self-proclamation of Trump, Venezuelan puppet Juan Guaido, as the so-called president in charge, held at a Caracas square before a squalid group and without the presence of any representative of the state powers, nor even of the National Assembly, was a really ridiculous spectacle which was not even fit for a circus. Despite that stupid ceremony, Washington immediately recognized its puppet as the legitimate president of Venezuela. But lamentably for Washington, the circus act died right there. Guaido has shown himself incapable of convening even a local meeting. His ridiculous actions culminated in a scandal at the Venezuela-Colombian borderline, where he staged a provocation that was quickly put down by the Venezuelan army. Guaido's lethal blow came on April 30, when he called for a national rebellion to depose President Maduro and was swiftly crushed by the Venezuelan armed forces. Guaido is a lost case for the White House, whose ruling team keeps on insisting in the so-called high values of its docile puppet. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.